Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. The podcast version is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, the EVRE20. Platinum Microphone, as we get started with you here today to kind of recap the entire week for you. We're going to have a great program today. We've got a very special guest. I'll go there in just a moment. A couple business items out of the way. First of all, here from the GunBroker.com studios, if you're missing our daily Facebook Live videos from these Armed American Radio Video Network studios, you're missing an awful lot of fun. So let me throw that out at you real quick. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio every day, right around 12 to 12:15 Eastern, noon 15 Eastern time, 9 to 9:15 a.m. Pacific time. You can watch myself and Rob Pincus as we go back and forth for about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the topics of discussion, every single day. They get lively. The past couple days have been lively. In fact, it was so lively, Facebook refused the post to boost the post today, because they didn't like the discussion. That means you get a great conversation, if you know what I mean. All right, welcome inside the studios. If you're listening on dozens of stations around the country, it's great to have you here. If you're watching on the television stations up in Northern California and Nevada, thanks for joining us today. Great to have you inside the studios. I have a rare opportunity today to bring you one of my favorite people on earth, one of the most important contributors that my national program on Sundays has ever had. And he goes back nearly to day one, and that is Mr. Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. official correspondent. Neil, welcome inside the show, and thank you for being here on a rare weekday appearance, my friend. How are you?
We're all very excited, Mark. Let's get at it.
Let's get at it. Boy. Let me start with this. Since we spoke last, did you know that California, that a California judge, a Bush appointee, has tossed California's ammunition, bogus ammunition purchase laws? Did you know that?
I saw that, and I saw that you had, I'm pretty sure you tweeted it.
I did.
And what's interesting about that, Mark, is there's a, the largest of the appellate courts is the Ninth District, which goes all the way to Alaska, Hawaii, California, Arizona. The ninth district is the largest, and it's notoriously the most loony left wing. And that is so that there is now a majority Republican nominees on the in the Ninth Circuit.
And you can, by the way, thank Donald Trump for that, Neil. And can we get Neil's photograph up there? We got Neil up there. You go, Neil, for the benefit of our viewing audience, our television audience. Neil, let's talk a little bit about that, because one of the most important reasons we needed Donald Trump to win the election in 2016 was for judicial picks. You just mentioned the Ninth Circus. I call it the Ninth Circus, the Ninth Circuit, Ninth Circus, which has been it's been referred to for many, many years. The Ninth Circus has been, as you mentioned, the loony leftist and most overturned circuit in the nation by the Supreme Court. I want to add that. Trump has successfully flipped the Ninth Circuit to conservative over the last year, and that is absolutely remarkable. We never thought we would see that happen. In addition to that, well over 200 judges at the federal appellate level. And these are lifetime appointments, viewers and listeners, lifetime appointments that, Neil, as you know, will change the trajectory of the Second Amendment, and not just the Second Amendment, but for the purpose of this program today on Armed American Radio, the Second Amendment for generations to come. Talk to us a little bit about how important what you just said and what I just kind of further explained to listeners and viewers is for the Second Amendment going forward with that. Talk to us a little bit about that from your Washington, D.C. perspective.
I think there's something that a lot of people are aware of. You know, it's called judge shopping, and that basically you want the best possible venue where your lawsuit, your trial or whatever, if you have the opportunity to go to court, you want to have control of the venue. In fact, right. In many contracts, and I'm sure contracts you've signed, Mark, in the contract, it says if this thing goes to court, the venue is going to be wherever somebody in that contract is saying it's going to be in our hometown, not your hometown.
Right.
And so what you have with the Ninth Circuit is, you have people, you have judges in Hawaii who are conceivably weighing in on things that happened in Montana. And so because this court, not only is it, controlled and dominated by the left up until just recently, it is this mammoth court, and there have been attempts to split up the court in Congress, but the left always blocked it because they owned this thing. And this is where a lot of so these district court judges, right, they go up to the appellate, and then they become possible Supreme Court justices. But it's also where you can start out some of these trials. And so things that you want to eventually bring to the Supreme Court that you could never get away with in, say, the 4th District, right, or some other, like in Texas or whatever, you're going to put it in the 9th. And then, but I have to say, if memory serves me proper, the 9th has been interestingly pro-gun rights even before this.
I'm not sure your memory serves you.
This, because he'll know them specifically.
I'm not sure that your memory serves you correct there. Now, there have been some bizarrely pro-gun 3-judge panel decisions in the 9th. That may be what you're referring to. That when later than when whoever it is, maybe it's the California AG or whoever it is, asks that then be looked at en banc, are promptly overturned. Now, in this particular case, which is why so many of the Ninth Circus cases move forward and then later become overturned. But in this particular case, we're talking about U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez, who is out of San Diego. Now, he ruled in favor of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. And this is important because the California Rifle and Pistol Association asked him to stop those background checks on ammo. Keep in mind, this went into effect last July. From California, if you want to buy ammo, you have to have a background check. You can't bring ammo in from out of state. It's patently absurd. And I know there were tremendous violations of those laws out in California. There's no question. It had to be. But sales, Neil, for ammunition prior to this going into effect skyrocketed hundreds of percent prior to the law taking effect. Here's what the judge had to say. The experiment has been tried. The casualties have been counted. California's new ammunition background check law misfires, and the Second Amendment rights of California citizens have been gravely injured. Now, he wrote that in a 120-page opinion. 120-page opinion granting the group's motion for a preliminary injunction. So that puts a stop immediately on background checks to buy ammo. Now, Neil, as you know, the next step, the AG is considering whether or not to look for an en banc hearing, and that's generally what happens out in the Ninth Circus. And then that night, that en banc panel then promptly overturns the injunction from the loony judge. This was a judge that was appointed by Bush.
Let me just clarify. The en banc means instead of having a random 3 judges, right, which could sometimes you get, 2 out of 3 Republican, 2 out of 3 Democrat. When it's en banc, it's all of the active judges who are then voting, and usually the Democrats outnumber. But that's not necessarily the case anymore.
That is not necessarily the case right now in the Ninth Circus. That's absolutely correct. So that takes us right smack back to where we talk about the importance and why Trump's election had to happen. It had to happen. If we had found ourselves on the opposite end of this, you could imagine if Hillary Clinton were in office, what would have happened to the Ninth Circus? Solidly liberal forever. Now, it's interesting, Neil, I had a conversation with Pincus the other day, who on the Facebook page that we do the every day, the Armed American Radio 2A shot of the day. Have a great conversation over there. when Rob mentioned, I don't want to hear that it's an Obama judge. I don't want to hear it's a Trump-appointed judge. And the real reality of that is, well, you have to hear it, because unfortunately, if you think that Obama is going to appoint pro-gun judges, you're smoking something funny. You're pipe dreaming. So unfortunately, while we'd like to believe it doesn't matter, it does matter, doesn't it?
It's a complete fiction. The idea that something now there are cases where people change and completely flip when they get on to the bench. But in the case of Earl Warren was put on the court by Eisenhower, and Eisenhower also put on Brennan. And so, you know, they would ask Eisenhower if he made any mistakes on this, you know, in his presidency. He said, yeah, two of them. And they're both sitting on the Supreme Court.
All right. Let me stop you there. That's a perfect place to stop. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to go back to that. I want to visit that. The Supreme Court. I know things. I know things. And I can't say things. But we can find a way to talk about them anyway. Back right after this with Neil McKay. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. If you're watching on a television program anywhere, if you're watching the television program anywhere in Northern California, you'll see the Gun Broker name and Crossbreed Holsters and Car Arms, for example, and Lead Slingers pop up behind me on the panel. And I just want to give a big shout-out to GunBroker.com. We're getting ready to the giveaways that we do with Gun Broker for the range bags, for example, in North American Arms. It's been kind of tough. We want to put one together for you now. We're just not sure when we can get to the warehouse to actually get the physical bag to be able to send to the winner because of these crazy times that we're in. But we're getting ready to do another one. I'll have more information for it for you on it. I had hoped we announced it last week on the Monster Show. I had hoped to be able to kick it off this week with some more specifics. But we just don't have them yet. I hope to have them any day now. When I do, you'll be the first to know it. Listeners, viewers, you'll see it and hear it on the MonsterCast, by the way. So thanks for your patience. And there, in the meantime, GunBroker.com, it's free. GunBroker.com, go sign up. It's free. They will never ask you for a penny. And peruse the over 1.5 million auctions over there. If you can't find it in a shop, I can promise you can find it at GunBroker. Welcome back. Let's go back to Mr. Neil McCabe. Neil, I want to continue the conversation with the Supreme Court, because let me start this by going back to some other quotes from Judge Benitez overturning or granting this injunction to stop this infringement in California that these people have had to put up with now for almost a full year. The law's red tape and state database errors made it impossible for hundreds of thousands of law-abiding Californians to purchase ammunition for sport or self-defense. That was from the general counsel. The court found that the flimsy reasons offered by the government to justify these constitutional infringements were inadequate. So criminals, tyrants, and terrorists don't do background checks, the judge wrote. The background check experiment defies common sense while unduly and severely burdening the 2A rights of every responsible gun-owning citizen desiring to lawfully buy ammunition. I'm assuming you would agree with that.
Well, I think that background checks themselves are really hostile to the Second Amendment. And, you know, what we saw in your situation, or at least your wife's situation in Georgia, where they decided to close the courts and nobody thought, or maybe they did think, that means that nobody can get a gun permit because gun permits are processed through the courts. With the background check system, you literally have a computer and some hacks running the computer system and the database who make a decision. So if you shut off the background check, let's say you said we're going to shut it off for a week to do some repairs, like you basically have this centralized hub that makes all the decisions, and it's made even more absurd when it comes to ammunition.
Well, you were mentioning my wife, so let's go there briefly. In my wife's case, where you've got a court that is almost pretending to be closed, Neil, because of a judicial declaration of emergency by Chief Justice in Georgia, Harold Melton. So that would indicate that we're closing the courts, but we're still open for certain businesses, like if you want to get that marriage license. Come on down. Come on down. Right. Want to get your Georgia weapons license? No, whoa, Nelly. You can't do that, but we'll give you a license to get married. And the excuse was, well, we have to stand too close to you to fingerprint you. Hmm. No, you don't. You can tell me where to put my fingers on the machine. This is not rocket science. I've been there many times. Now, those background checks, by the way, are performed instantly. They're instant. They have a response instantly. So we're looking forward to a hearing Monday coming up in the Walters v. Kemp. We'll let you know what happens on that as soon as we get a response. But there are indications that that they're taking this serious. So now let's move ahead. Let me jump ahead. I just wanted to go back to those some of those quotes from California, because right now the Attorney General is deciding in California whether or not to appeal that decision. You have right now, Neil, the Second Amendment Foundation, someone you're familiar with, very familiar with, has four cases seeking cert in front of the court now. We have a decision coming down in June, supposedly. Might be put off a little bit because of this goofball madness we're in the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association against New York City. A huge case. People, I don't think, understand just how big that case is. Are you familiar with it? Yes or no?
No, but go ahead.
All right, let me give you the brief background on it because I'll be able to get your comments on it. New York State Pistol and Rifle Association sued the city of New York because New York City...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. That's the one where New York withdrew.
That's NYSRP. Yes. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The other side was trying to get that moot. They tried to change the law. The decision is coming down. The case is not going to be mooted, and there is a decision coming down. And that decision is going to be firm, and we feel pretty confident. Mr. Gottlieb's been on this program many times talking about how confident it is. Here's what's at stake. New York City placed a burden on its individual, on gun owners, that they could not travel with their firearms unless they went to one of seven specific ranges in the boroughs. That was it. You couldn't take your gun to a home in Florida. You couldn't take your gun to an apartment in New Jersey. You couldn't take your gun anywhere because they said so. The left is petrified of this ruling because it's a Supreme Court ruling. It's not going to be confined just to New York. It's going to describe the scope of outside the home is what they're petrified on. Do you understand where I'm going with that?
Yes.
Talk to me about your previous comments about the Supreme Court and where we're at today with the Supreme Court and why this is so vital, particularly when we're looking at a decision like this that's imminent in June.
Well, you know, it's the Supreme Court is looking for some clarity. You know, that's really what the Supreme Court, in its most basic sort of function in our constitutional system, is that you have two conflicts between two states, you have conflicts between a state and the federal government, or you have conflicts between two valid operating legal systems or legal theories. But when they clash, the Supreme Court is supposed to be the referee. And right. When John Roberts became the Supreme Court justice in his confirmation hearings, he said, my idea for the Supreme Court is to call balls and strikes. He's not supposed to be legislating from the bench, which is kind of what the Supreme Court had a history of doing for many years. You know, and we can talk about that. That's a completely different discussion.
And he did during Obama, the Obamacare, by the way, with the ruling. That's a different argument for a different show, but go ahead.
Well, what Roberts would say, and frankly, Scalia was kind of on this too, is that it's not the job of the Supreme Court to fix a bad law. And so if you have a problem with what Congress or your legislature did, if this is something that the legislature or the Congress can fix, it's their job to fix it. You're not supposed to just be able to pass any old crazy law and then just expect the Supreme Court to tinker with it so that it works or to save your sloppy work. Now, New York knew that they were going to lose, and everyone knew they were going to lose, and they actually tried to dodge out of this. Now, we talked about this with the Quinn Williams case, because he's the Jets player who was caught with a gun at LaGuardia.
Yes. And, now stop if you would. I hate to do it. There it is. That's the professionalism in me that knew that break was coming, Neil McCabe. When we come back, we're gonna pick right up where you left off with New York and that beautiful Boston accent that you've lost. Try to dodge it. We'll be back with Neil McCabe right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios, on this Car Arms Platinum microphone, where you will hear this coming weekend Justin Moonigan, the CEO of Car Arms, back on Armed American Radio. He is rapidly becoming a fan favorite, and we love him on the program. He's a tremendous amount of fun, very outspoken, and I love the emails I get about his appearances on the show. So look forward to seeing more and hearing more of Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms, on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Speaking of that broadcast, coming up this weekend, a huge interview you're not going to want to miss. It's, let's just say, one of the SEAL Team 6 members, dog handler, dog's name was Cairo, will be on the broadcast with me. I'll have more about that in the next segment. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. But will be joining me for 30 minutes from 8:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, to talk about that about raid that he was on when bin Laden was wiped off the face of this planet forever. And we're going to ask questions and kind of bump up right up against the limit of what he's allowed to tell us. But his book was just released on the 21st. Can't wait to bring him to the show. More about that briefly when we come back from the next segment. Let's go back to Mr. Neil McCabe. Neil, welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios and the Car Arms microphone. Supreme Court, New York State, perfect place to stop. This is the scope of the ruling. The reason New York City wanted this case mooted and the reason they wanted to change the law was because they knew they were going to lose. Neil, they Correct. Won all the way through the appellate process. All the way through, they had won. And then, bam, the Supreme Court said, hold on a second. I think we want to take this case. We all know when the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, decided to take that course, to take that course, that it was rut-row for the city of New York, meaning if the Supreme Court agreed with the decisions that they had been won on all the way up, they probably wouldn't have taken this case. And it's got every gun grabber shaking in their boots with good reason. Go ahead and finish that explanation, if you would.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that, New York City withdrew it because they wanted to leave that possibility there, that a new court could make that decision. And so they didn't withdraw because or change the ordinance because they said, oh, wait, we've just come to our senses. You know, you're right, fella. We really we made a big mistake there. No, they basically they knew that they were heading for a hanging. And right. So and then the Supreme Court, of course, there's a 5-4, there's a nominal 5-4 conservative majority. And so, you know, these guys want to lock. It's my view that they're looking to give some further bolstering to that gun decision. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Because remember, you know, in the oral arguments, yeah. Justice Ginsburg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was very, very tough on the attorney representing the gun group. His name is Clement. I forget his first name,
right.
But very difficult on him. And so we also have this idea. Getting back to what we were talking about with Trump flipping the ninth. Will Trump be able to actually flip the Supreme Court? Because, you know, 5-4 is a very uneasy decision or a very uneasy majority. 6-3 is a much easier deal because, of course, what happens is, you know, there's a lot of back and forth with decisions and like little nuances. And we see in the Heller case, unfortunately, in that decision written by Scalia, Scalia opened the door for states and local governments to sort of administratively negate the effect of Heller. And so I suspect that what they're trying to do is they're going to try to sort of clean up some of that mess that was left inside of Heller.
You know, I think you're absolutely correct about that. In fact, my analysis of that stems from a scathing dissent in the Peruta case in Southern California when the Supreme Court refused to hear that case and refused to grant that cert in 2017. Thomas and Gorsuch joined together in a very rare, just stinging rebuke of the court's refusal to take that case, claiming that it was high time that SCOTUS cleaned up and gave the Second Amendment its due and stopped treating it like a second-class right. So having said that, and we know how they feel about that. And we know that the case with Kavanaugh, that the court with Kavanaugh has been strengthened by one. And knowing where Roberts and the other justices who are on the court voted in Heller, we feel very confident coming into this New York case. And I think the cleanup that you're talking about will be clarifying some of that outside the home that we could have gotten in Peruta and didn't. That's why this New York case is so important. It's why the left did everything they could to keep the Supreme Court from hearing it and banked everything on trying to keep that case mooted because they know that their gun control schemes can fall immediately. Now, Heller has been perverted, as you know, Neil McCabe, over the years, where some of the wording in that decision has been used. And we've got multiple, you were talking about divisions. We've got what we refer to as a rift in multiple circuits across the country. The fourth comes to mind when you're talking about, oh, I don't know, let's pick something. Let's assault weapons, for example, when they talk about the phony assault weapons. You've got the Fourth Circuit versus the Seventh Circuit, where you've got different decisions, that these things have got to be cleaned up by the Supreme Court, and I believe we're going to see that happen. Now, another Trump term, it is my personal opinion, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, could easily, will see the court move 6-3, but possibly even 7-2. That's highly probable in a second Trump term. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody talks about this so-called lifelong tenure on the Supreme Court, but in actual practice, very few Supreme Court justices actually die in office. Now, obviously, there are surprise deaths. No one was expecting Scalia to die,
for example,
while
right,
he was on that hunting vacation. But the actual protocol is that as I'm getting up in years, it is my obligation to the party that put me on the Supreme Court to retire so that the party in the White House that put me here in the first place can then hold on to that seat.
Now, I'm going to assume here that you're talking and referring to about Thomas and the possibility that he could retire in a second Trump term. Am I right?
Well, it's not just Thomas, but I mean, like now David Souter was put on by H.W. Bush, but, you know, he was liberal as sin, and he deliberately retired under Obama so Obama could get that seat to try to bolster the left side. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a three-time cancer survivor, and, you know, I'm absolutely convinced that they are not being honest because I was covering it very closely. They're not being honest about her health at all, and so she engendered great resentment in the Obama administration because they pressured her to step down, and she did not. So, yes, Clarence Thomas is getting along, and it is my understanding that he has communicated to President Trump that he will open up a seat. It's my understanding that Sotomayor is also battling diabetes.
Okay.
And
yeah,
she may want it down. I mean, this could be absolutely revolutionary because you could see, I could see three seats opening up on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I absolutely am with you on that. There's no question. We've heard the same thing from some very plugged in individuals that just confirmed for me what you told me. So it's the same thing I've heard. Now, Thomas, of course, will be awash during a Trump administration. But what we want, because of Thomas's staunch support, viewers and listeners, is a ruling from him. Don't be surprised if you see Thomas write the New York State Rifle Association decision. Don't be surprised to see that. He has been very vocal about the court wanting to take one of these cases. And after Peruta, he was extremely upset. I would not be shocked to see him write that decision. That's a guess on my part. But boy, I'll tell you what, if he thinks he might go out in a second Trump term, don't be surprised to see him write what may be the last opportunity for him to write a pro-gun opinion. If he does, it's going to be something we really enjoy. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the hour and the week with the great Neil McCabe. But I get to tell you, he's going to be back on Sunday, too. So don't go away. Neil McCabe, right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed, and that is so true. I don't know why, if you're drinking coffee, you're not drinking Defender Coffee. And I ask that question sincerely because you can drink coffee, some of the best there is, and support the right to keep and bear arms at the same time. Because your portion of the profits of what you pay, you don't pay any extra. You buy the coffee. It ships to you. You drink the coffee. That's the equation. Buy coffee. Coffee ships. Drink coffee. And your profits go to the Second Amendment Foundation, as that's where I send mine, or whatever group you want that they have up on the page to list. I give mine to SAF. We're tied very closely with the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same thing. It's a no-brainer to me. If you're drinking coffee and you're not drinking Defender, seriously, I ask why. And something else that it fascinates me over the last several weeks, the MyPillow. Killing it on MyPillow. We're having record weeks with MyPillow. If you're sleeping at night, which you do, or if you're not sleeping at night, this works both ways. MyPillow supports the right to bear arms, the right to defend yourself with a firearm. Mike Lindell's a huge fan of this program and gave us the promo code of AAR. Use it when you buy MyPillows. Buy them as gifts, whatever. Support the Second Amendment while you're snoring at night. That's a pretty cool equation, too. The rest of our sponsors, Car Arms, GunBroker.com. This is the GunBroker.com studios. It's free. Just sign up over there. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Brad Primo, CEO, regular contributor now, and a fan favorite with our guest Neil McCabe in the roundtable. We'll talk about that in just a second as we close out the week. And, of course, North American Arms. Sadie Sweat's going to be back to talk about another upcoming giveaway. We'll get North American Arms involved. Defender Coffee, as I just mentioned, and Emerson Knives. Can't forget Emerson Knives and Bursa. My next gun is going to be the Bursa 380 Thunder after all this goofiness slows down. Please support our sponsors. You can see them all at armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org. Let's go back to Mr. Neil McCabe quickly. Neil, final segment. Let's put a stake in what we were talking about. I'll let you wrap up, and then we'll move on to something else. We'll call it jump ball. We'll just pick a topic. Fair enough?
Well, yeah, let me just say, you know, just to finish up on the Supreme Court.
Please.
You know, it's like Sotomayor was overturned by the Supreme Court when she literally ruled against gun rights. And so at the time of her confirmation, people were saying, how could you put someone on the Supreme Court who is overturned by the Supreme Court? But that was precisely why she was on the why Obama yeah. and the left wanted her on the Supreme Court, because they don't like gun rights, and they don't like it because it is a culture that has nothing to do with self-defense. They just want it's a clash of cultures. And, you know, it's like you were saying about Clarence Thomas. He's someone who notoriously never even speaks, doesn't even ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's become quite the chatterbox lately. And so that's why a lot of people are speculating that that he really wants to go out. And if he could go out with a gun decision to basically clean up Heller,
yeah.
You know, I think that would be I think that's a very strong point that you were making before the break, Mark.
It's let's just put it as it's just an educated guess. And I think based on what we know about him and listeners, viewers, this all stems from the Peruta decision. Go back and read the dissent from Peruta joined by Gorsuch or from Thomas joined by Gorsuch in the Peruta case when the Supreme Court refused cert. Thomas was adamant about this. And Neil, I think we're on the same page with that. Again, you never know. We could be way off base, but it seems to lean in that direction. It really, truly does. All right, let's do some jump ball here, Neil. Let me just pick something out of the blue. And I think one thing that comes to my mind right now would be, I had a few of them written down. Fred Gutenberg, the father who lost his daughter at Parkland, is out there again in the public eye supporting more gun control. He blatantly lied to a group of teenagers. But you know what? I picked on him this week. I don't feel like picking him on him again right now. Let's pick on the National Rifle Association. How about that? NRA, $100 million spent on legal fees, bleeding and hemorrhaging money. Wayne LaPierre so embarrassed, probably relieved that he didn't have to show up at a meeting this year in Nashville. Just getting tore up and beat up. Membership in the toilet before this coronavirus. Cutting 60 people off their payroll, the left just tearing them apart, being sued in New York. I mean, what in the world? It's becoming more obvious to me today. Wow, can gun rights survive without an NRA all of a sudden, Neil?
Well, you know, listen, the NRA, they could go through $1 billion and they could spend it all on tuxedos and suits and top hats for Wayne LaPierre, where he shops in Beverly Hills. I think $40,000 he dropped in that one store in Beverly Hills.
That was on one outing. It was all close to $300,000 total, but that was at one outing.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't care. I don't care if the guy spends $1 billion. If he's protecting our gun rights, I'm all in. But the NRA is actually the force on Capitol Hill that is kneecapping gun rights. Whenever the move in Capitol Hill is to compromise, to move the ball forward, the NRA goes absolutist. Whenever the mood in Capitol Hill is absolutist, let's get this thing done, let's have a pure bill, the NRA is saying let's compromise. And I've seen it. I've had congressmen, I've had senators tell me this off the record, on background, and some of them on the record, that the NRA has actually been the one that was always throwing the sand in the gears. Now, the NRA has some purposes for gun rights. In elections, they throw some money around. They've challenged some people in primaries. It's been very helpful. But the mood on Capitol Hill was to achieve gun rights. And then it changed. And when the moment was there, and the last chance was that Hudson bill, H.R. 38, that we've talked about over and over and over again.
National reciprocity.
Championed by Scalise after he was shot. That's a national concealed carry reciprocity bill, a clean bill. And it's like the NRA didn't bring it home. And so now that the left has figured out, they've cracked the code, they've figured out how to beat the NRA, they've got Bloomberg, they've got tons of money. Alan Gottlieb is eloquent in describing the money that he's up against all over the country. Well, you know, the pendulum swung the other way, and where are our guys? When we had the chance, we didn't do it, and we didn't do it because we let the NRA stop it.
You mentioned Gottlieb in here. I hate to interrupt, but I want to get this point out.
Please.
And that is that, and I'm questioning this, viewers. I'm questioning this, listeners. And I mean this. I hate to say this, but I'm going to ask the questions because I'm going to ask the questions. It's what we do. I was serious about that. Are gun rights going to survive without the NRA? This coronavirus is showing us cracks and weaknesses in the other side. The other side has been exposed. The lies have been exposed. It's easier to buy a gun than a ham sandwich. It's, we've got millions of Americans in record numbers buying guns, rejecting the gun control agenda, Neil, just tossing it right out the window. So they're on their heels now. And the National Rifle Association has been virtually nowhere in this. So my question is,
they're
out of the game, yet gun rights are going to emerge from this stronger than ever before. Neil McCabe, we're out of time. I hate to tell you that, but you're going to be with us on Sunday, right?
Quick hour, Mark.
It flies. Fastest hour in radio. Great conversation. Neil McCabe, you're going to be with us in the Monster Cast on the roundtable coming up this weekend. So tell me something before we take a break. When you say they're out of the game, you mean gun rights can survive without the National Rifle Association, and the Second Amendment Foundation and the work that they're doing proves the strength of what the SAF is doing and what we can do without an NRA that's really dropped the ball over the last year and a half, right?
Well, gun rights survived the NRA so far.
I guess I'll leave it at that. I don't have much I'm just going to leave it at that. There you go. Gun rights have survived so far. Neil McCabe, we'll see you on the Monster Cast coming up this weekend in the roundtable in the third hour. That'll be at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again on Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. We'll see you on the radio and TV.